This is a HuffPost podcast news update.
According to a study done for all the community colleges in the state, Hutchinson Community College provides value for the investment Reno County makes in tax dollars. HutchCC President Carter File.
We get the local property tax revenue from, of course, the Reno County taxpayers. We get a portion of our budget comes from the state of Kansas that's based on student credit hours, but also what classes they're taking. Technical education classes are reimbursed at a higher rate. It's a complicated formula. It's not as complicated as a K-12 formula, but it's pretty complicated. Finally, we get student tuition and fees, and those are about, student tuition and fees about 30% of our, 32% of our budget. The state is about 30%, and local property tax support is about 38%.
Last year, the college received about $15.6 million in property taxes.
The total amount of economic impact that Hutchinson Community College has on an annual basis on the community on the Reno County region is $391.5 million.
So simple math would dictate a return of about $25 for every dollar of taxes invested. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have clinched their party's presidential nominations with decisive victories in a slate of low-profile primaries, setting up a general election rematch many voters don't want. The outcome of contests Tuesday in Georgia, Mississippi, Washington State, and Hawaii was never in doubt. Neither Biden, Democrat, nor Trump, a Republican, faced major opposition, but the magnitude of their wins gave each man the delegate majority he needed to claim his party's nomination at the summertime national conventions. There's no longer any doubt that the fall election will feature a rematch between two flawed and unpopular presidents and almost certainly deepen the nation's political and cultural divides. With the help of State Representative Joe Seiwert, House Bill 2481 that passed that side earlier in the session has a hearing today in the Senate Transportation Committee. This bill would designate K-96 between the east and west city limits of Haven as the PFC Henry Lee Fisher Memorial Highway. Assuming the bill finishes going through the process, a fundraiser to raise money for the signs on K-96 will be held Thursday, May 9th at Baker Ballroom from 6 to 9 p.m. There will be a live performer, catered dinner, and a silent auction. KDOT does all the work and maintenance, but the family must pay for the signs. If you want to give toward the signs, call or text Jake File, that's Fisher's nephew, for more information, 620-314-9570. We have the testimony of File that he did in Topeka as part of our story at HutchPost.com. President Vladimir Putin says that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. It was another blunt warning to the West just days ahead of an election in which the Russian leader is all but certain to win another six-year term. Putin has repeatedly talked about his readiness to use nuclear weapons since invading Ukraine in February 2022. Asked in an interview with Russian state television released early Wednesday if he has ever considered using battlefield nuclear weapons in Ukraine, Putin responded, "There's been no need." Meanwhile, at the sports arena, Glenn Grunwald not ready for the rocking chair yet.
Holds up, kicks it on the outside. Cam Thomas for the win! Good! Yes! 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 The win for Hutchinson!
The dramatic jumper with his foot on the three-point line from Cam Thomas to keep Hutch alive in the Region 6 playoffs. They beat Garden City 88-87 in overtime. Wake up with the top stories in your inbox. Sign up for the daily email at HutchPost.com.